Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, listen.
Good morning. 0800 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
48 degrees.
CB800E Mobile. Thank you.
connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE mobile.
KC8ELU. I believe that was KB8OOE or OOB.
Oscar Echo. The name is Mike. That's the name they stuck me with. Mike. Mike India, Kilo Echo, heading south out of Vassar. How's it going?
Very good. Rather a nice day. A little breezy, but not bad at all outside. Just work around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm my mom moved back to the state, so I'm heading down to go visit her, and I think my brother's going to show up. I don't know if my sister's going to make it or not. And my kid had to work, so she's not coming, so we'll see.
I understand that. I done a little project this morning for a friend. He got a Wi-Fi extender, and he needed help getting it set up and installed. So that's what I done this morning. Rather nice unit. Has real good reviews, and man, that thing works a lot better than what I thought it would.
I wonder how one of those would work if I set it up with a little solar panel and had my buddy with the quadcopter drop it off on the water tower in town.
I'm not sure. This thing, it's a PoE, power over Ethernet. It's got two 2.4 gig antennas and two 5 gig antennas. One of each is for connecting to the main Wi-Fi router in the house. The other two rebroadcast it out on a different channel away from the house. This unit works pretty good. I think the PoE injector is 24 volts, if I remember right.
Yeah, some of the little quadcopters will pick up quite a bit of stuff. You've got to limit what the overall on the quadcopter is, but I don't know, you got a hook on it. I suppose it wouldn't really matter much how much you're lifting, as long as it could do it. I don't know what the rules are on that. I guess I could look it up.
Well, you do something like put it up that high, and you start running into other odd issues. You'll be banging into everybody else's stuff, and then, and plus it might have hard times trying to pick the donor that it's trying to get it from.
That has to be. I don't know. I'm not ready to try it anyways, but got those mesh nodes. You know, but if you leave it open, I'm sure you'd have problems. There'd be all kinds of issues, be like packet. And then I suppose even if you did lock it up, there'd be a lot of RF in the air that high up, I suppose.
Not always. It just depends on where the water tank is at. They're really primarily not designed for something like that. They're designed for like close by, low, and close by. Wi-Fi extenders are a little different creatures. And I think there's also rules on Wi-Fi extenders of how high you can put them up.
Man, I hate to break the rules.
Yeah, there's probably people that's done it, but I really don't want my Wi-Fi repeating out like that. I like to keep it where I can have control of it, and that's it.
I suppose.
heard you out here. Thought I'd just give you a call and see how the system was working.
Where are you at?
I'm located in Bay City.
You're using the same machine that I'm running it on. Oh, somebody's got a little bit of small engine pile on their trailer. All right, well, I guess I'm kind of throwing my call out here to see if my brother would come back to me, but I can't even get that guy to pick up the phone. I'm about to give up on him.
I understand that. Yeah, I got to get a couple of things going here, and I'm waiting for someone to stop by to drop some goodies off to me so I can finish the project.
Yeah, we got a few things going on. I got to go put a gasket on Phil on a 600 Series Ford tractor. I changed out some fluids. Oh, greased up the slip yoke and the PTO. I replaced the PTO seal on that so it wasn't slobbering all over the place. I had to grease everything up. I left it dry when I put it together. I wasn't worried about it rusting. I wanted to see if it was leaking. So we got all that taken care of, and I got the gasket finally in the mail. So I'm going to put that on, and then I'm going to go see my mama.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good afternoon, and watch out. They said we might get a little wet later on this evening. 73s, safe travels. KCHELQ.
73, that sounds like a older call. Mine's originally a novice from 93. It was the tail end of the novice calls. I got lucky and passed the code, got enough characters in a row, and they gave me a novice ticket, believe it or not, back then. But it was during the transition when they were switching over to no code text, and I could never get over 8 words a minute, so it took me forever to get that general. 73, this is KV800E.
Don't you have that thing hooked to an external antenna?
What's that?
I only got it set at 50. You got to use the right PL, hopefully. Brett and I got it reprogrammed this morning.
All right, well, I traded around the corner, and apparently you didn't hear me, but I don't know. I'm here. Keep it up, Stavir.
All right, I'll be right down. KC80LQ.
About that, SWR, I got confused. You guys sound enough alike that threw my game off there a little bit, and I got a lot of gear noise in the back of this little Jeep. Step 3, fellas, KB80OE.
You sure that noise just isn't in your head? Just kidding. KB, that's the beer.
Probably is. I was going to pack it full of sawdust, but girlfriend told me no. So, yeah, I'm sure it's probably in my head, part of it. Well, I tell you what, you do about 7 hours in this thing, and it's definitely in your head for the next few days. KB80 always.
I hear you. All right, talk to you later. KB Estevere.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA SQN listening.
FQN, this is KFA GDA, copy.
KFA GBA, this is KFA SQN, go ahead, Anthony. KFA GBA, this is KFA SQN, go ahead. For the last time, this is KFA GBA, this is KFA SQN, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KFA GBA. Got a copy.
Alright, let's see if I didn't hit the PDT hard enough. I'm not used to this radio yet. Well, I said I hear you loud and clear. How about me? KFA GBA, this is KFA FQN. Are you still there?
Yeah, come on back. I got you.
Okay, you can't ever see me. I didn't hear the PDT for some reason. I didn't hear the Curtis sound. Well, I said I hear you loud and clear, and I was asking how am I sounding? KFA GBA, this is KFA FQN. Yeah, I'm not picking on your transmissions, and this radio was acting up, so I'll say 7-3 to you, and you have a good rest of your day. This is KFA FQN, clear and relax.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
November 8th, Foxtrot, Alpha United.
Yes, can you turn
this off,
please?
Roger that. I'm new radio, so pardon me. Any that say you, I'll take care of it.
Yes, it's been for the last hour or two, and then just every time you're on the TV, so please go ahead and turn that off. Thank you. WCMN.
NFAU, this is NFAU.
Is that three? You testing?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm just learning this new radio, and the APRS does not function the way I intended it to, unfortunately.
Well, there you go. Interviewing.
WTMN. Didn't mean to be a lid here. And you had to say you mobile listening. And an NPN here. So, yeah, I was trying to disarm the APRS on it. Supposedly, you're able to assign it to a channel, but it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So I'm going to have to do some more digging and figuring out what's going on here. But anyhow, what's up?
Well, I just heard you, that's all. So I heard you on the scanner, so I come diddly-bopping to the other end and got the radio fired up.
Yeah, roger that. Kind of make an attempt, like I did last night, but it wasn't successful. There's a couple amateur radio satellites that are going to fly by tonight, and I'm going to give a shot to see if I can hit it.
Good luck.
Yeah, roger that. Let me see here. Oh, see if I can figure out what it is. Yeah, in an hour at 728, Diawada 2B, whatever the heck that satellite is coming by. I don't know if I can look the frequencies up or not, but I'm going to give that a shot tonight. International Space Station in 3 hours. But yeah, there's like six satellites that are going to fly by this evening. I'm going to give it a shot and see what happens.
That's a good thing. Makes you think a little bit. I don't even try. I got all I can do to get around with what I got.
Hey, roger that. That's not... Well, it's not... It works just like a repeater. You go up on UHF and you come down on VHF or the other way around. Each satellite's a little bit different. Some run TL, some don't. So... the one I want to try tonight, I really would hope I can get through, is get to the Chinese space station flying over tonight. And I'd like to give that one a shot, but I can give it, try something a little bit different. And I think tomorrow, if it's not as windy as it was this afternoon, I'm going to put my gain antenna up on a 10-foot pole and see if I can get into the repeater a little better, just as a test. I do have a radio in the camper, but I'm missing about 10 feet of coax to get that going.
Yeah, I know how that works. You get someplace and you haven't got quite enough of the right things to get there.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to get that all put together and operational, so it's just there ready and waiting to go. So I'll probably work on that when I get back. But, I'm going to get going. I got to get inside and put some stuff away, and I'll be back out here later on. So have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later. Doug N.A. again, TN, N.A.FAU, Mobile.
All righty. You can have a good time up there. Enjoy it while you can. N.A. TN, Claire.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
This is KSA EDQ. I was wondering if anybody listening out there might have the phone for the Midland repeater. This is KSA EDQ. Really asking any station that might be listening. All right, nothing heard. KSA EDQ will be clear and listening.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 54 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 54 degrees.
Bedtime. What are you doing? WAYC. Left my mom's place over here in LaFerre.
Yeah, okay.
You just said you're goofing off, so heard you in there. So, anyway, you heading back home, huh? Oh, yeah, Mother's Day. Can't forget that.
Is the hot bus, the 6-2, still at your place?
No, it's north of LaPierre. The main repeater is north of LaPierre. And there's not a receive site right now. But, hopefully things are going to get bigger and better here eventually. Go through all the political hoops.
It's Alpha is in LaPierre?
No, north of LaPierre is the main transmitter. Receive. There's a receive site at Burnside, I think. And the one that was at my house is down right now.
I'm going in, I think I'm going in on Gilford right now, and I'm down by Maple Grove right now.
I can't tell you right now. I forgot how to get in there to see which ones are which, so I haven't used it in a while. I forgot how to do it, so I can't tell you where you're at.
I know I'm not coming in on LaPierre, but I can't really look at my radio right now. I'm flying down the road. Yeah, I'm right next to Maple Grove. But no, I'm at their meeting right out there for Scottworth.
What's your location right now?
My flipping post here. Coming from,
oh, yeah, it went by Cypress there in Hitchin Post. Yeah, that's this guy used to work there at Cypress once upon a time, many, many moons ago. But, dang, I can't remember that site. He should be coming into LaPierre, I would think. If you have 6-2, you could hit the Lapeer repeater. You are kind of noisy, though. I'm talking in Guilford. I'm looking at the bridge. I'm about 99% sure I'm in the 14531. I haven't programmed this one yet. I just got a programming cable this week.
I was just saying, you should be a lot better, and I don't hear you on the input, so you're definitely not on a Lapeer repeater.
You can hear me on 147.710, I think, is the input on Guilford. That's probably about where you'd be hearing me at. I'm coming up by the airport, sort of.
Yeah, I can't just flip this thing on this 5100. I don't have it programmed in here, so I can't just flip. But anyway, yeah, if you were on Lapeer, you'd be full quieting to my house.
I'll get this rig programmed this week. I got the other one programmed, so it's a lot easier to operate.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go, and we'll go back to what I was doing here. I got to find that stupid program again. I forgot what it's called. I don't use it. It don't stay in my brain. So, 7-3, have a good evening. Safe trip home. WARC.
This is KV80OE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
KV80OE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.